Hi, hon. It's Wednesday, the 11th of March, and I got your tape today. I also got a package from Mother, and she sent two dresses and a pair of pants, and one of the dresses too small through the shoulders, and she had stuck a tape in there, too, inside the package, and sent David $5 for his birthday, so the kid's got more money than I do right now. You're talking about the Diners Club. Well, I'm going to be sending you another Diners Club bill. There was one for $47 and something they say we owe them from the last time. Now, I don't know, but I think I recall you saying you'd paid them, so I'm going to go ahead and send them, and I'll quiz you about it in the letter where you know what I'm talking about. And if you can't pay it, well, let me know, and I'll squeeze out the $50 someplace. Okay? Okay. Well, that's enough on that subject. Well, Hal leaves tomorrow, and I went to bowl today, and we had about 5 inches of snow, between 4 and 5 inches last night, and the streets were pretty well dry when I went, so I went out to shovel the walk and noticed it was melting underneath, so I decided I'd probably go ahead and bowl, so which I did, and I made over my average all three games today, which is most unusual, and we managed to take three games for a change from the first place people, so that's really going to put that first, second, and third place real tight up there. I guess we have 5 more weeks of bowling. I don't know whether there's 2 left in this month or 3, but and then 2 weeks in April, we've got to make up one, so that should be pretty good, but we won't come out anywhere close to the top, probably won't even place, but at least maybe we can make the thing a little bit tighter for the other one. You said there were 4 of you that split a bottle of champagne. You had said that Walt and you and Jonathan were going out, but you never did let me know who the 4th one was, so you better let me know. You hear, Buster? And I'm sure you enjoyed it. I had another margarita tonight. I let the kids, I was going to make a tape to Mother, and so Kathy and Carrie and David fill one tape up, so Sandy and I talked on another one, so she'll be getting 2 tapes. Kids will probably talk on this one on the last half, but I did want to talk to you to start with anyway, or I might finish. It just depends on the mood they're in when I get through with my talking. I guess I'll go down tomorrow. Hey, just a minute. I forgot about it. David's got scouts tonight. Somebody comes by and picks him up at 7 and drops him off home. Sandy's party she's going to Saturday night. It's been changed till Friday night, so that's a pretty good deal. Barbara wanted to play some bridge, or try and call some girls and get together and play bridge Saturday night, so this is a pretty good deal. And Sandy can babysit for me and I can play. There's not too many left that play bridge, so if somebody cancels out, it's really bad. You're going to have a rough time getting it. And as it is now, we only got enough, I think, for one table. So we'll have to wait and see on that. As I was saying before, I happened to think about him going to Scouts. I got to go down to, I missed the mailman today, and I went down and picked up a package at the main post office. I didn't particularly want to, but I was been so apprehensive and upset and nervous today. I don't really know why, but it's just been a bad day all the way around. And we had hot dogs tonight for dinner. They tasted pretty good for a change. And it's sure nice getting your tape. I thoroughly expected one when I came home from bowling this afternoon. But so don't worry about repeating yourself. I do it constantly. And my tapes are all screwed up, but I have to just talk when I think about something to say. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let Karen go to Brownies tomorrow afternoon. Just pick her up at Albertson's, I guess, and go down and get her glasses. They're paid for, and I might as well get them and have her start using them. I don't know. I'll owe about $16, I guess, to Sears next month, but I'm going to go ahead and pay it off because I'm just sick and tired of these damn piddly little bills like that that eat your paycheck up every month. And I sure hope they come through with that $500 in April. That sure would be nice. And I guess that's just about really all I've done today. I just feel, I don't know, just dicky, I guess. I thought maybe I was coming down the flu or something, but I feel too good for that. I am a little tired. I guess that drink's relaxing me. Of course, I've already had 2 glasses of milk since I drank that, but I've really been sleeping good at night. In fact, probably too good. When I got up, I didn't feel too well this morning. I kept getting dizzy every time I got up out of the chair, so I just sort of laid around until about 10 o'clock. And 10:30, and Kay called and wanted me to come over for coffee, so I went over there, and I felt a little bit better after I got outside for a few minutes. The kids are watching Sesame Street on the television. It's sort of an educational type program, and they really enjoy it. Of course, most of that stuff they've covered, but they do it in with animations and animations. I don't even know what I'm saying. Oh, well, you can't win them all. Mother did send me 3 books today in that package, too, but I'm still reading it also. It's well over, it's around 600 pages, and I've just tried not to read during the day and just read, you know, at night. No, I got to go to the post office tomorrow and get some more stamps. I know that. And I got a couple of bills to pay and get that damn card back to the book club. One of these days, I'm not going to be in such a hurry and cancel our subscription to it. But until I think of it and have the time, I'll probably just keep sending the card back where they won't send me the books. Gee, I sure do miss you. Oh, I just get so lonely and depressed at times, and I know you do too. Even though I've seen people today, I just still sort of feel that way. I just feel like talking tonight. I don't know how long I'm going to keep up, but I'm sure I'll feel better after I get through. I've just really gotten discouraged the last 3 or 4 days. The kids have been at each other's throats, and I'm about ready to jump down theirs, and I finally did it this afternoon, and they've sort of straightened up a little bit. And Sandy wants to get another gerbil to go with that one downstairs, and I don't really care if she does or not. She can get $1 for the babies out of Petland, so that shouldn't be so bad, and they can't give them rabies shots or anything. And he's a rather cute little fellow. I enjoy playing with him. If you can call it playing, he runs like hell from every chance he gets. But I think if a person had the patience, could sit down with him, they could probably train him. I don't know. But we'll see. Tonight would have been a good night probably for a fire, too. I'm too lazy to fix one, especially since I've got the thing cleaned out. And I guess we're going to pre-bowl a game Friday for next Wednesday, so I won't have too much time to clean the house, so I thought I'd go ahead and get it cleaned tomorrow. I think Pat and them are due down this weekend, but I'm not really sure. She said a couple of weeks, and it is getting close to payday, so I figure they'll probably be down either Friday or Saturday, so I'll go ahead and get the house cleaned tomorrow. So they haven't really been out the last couple of times they've been down. At least they call or something. I hadn't talked to Sco since Monday. I don't know whether I'm sure she's working a couple of days this week, but I don't know exactly when. They seem to call her quite a bit over the weekend to work. She said she was going to start taking it, and I don't know whether she's heard from Lee yet or not about going. He's going to try and go ahead and get his leave and take it and go to Hawaii. He wants her to meet her over there. I think I told you that in the other tape, but she hasn't heard back from writing to him about it anyway. I hear that. That's just what they've been after, and I've just about had it with them. But I guess they're impatient, too. So, I don't know. Kathy's legs really started to get to look good here the last, the last 2 or 3 days. I think we're down to the main core now, so that'll be a good deal. I'm going to keep putting the medication on it even after it gets completely clear, if I can, you know, just to be on the safe side. Maybe we can get completely rid of it and it won't come back on her. I sure hope so. I imagine by now you've gone over and gotten you some medicine for your feet again. And I'm glad you got the tapes. Go ahead and tape some music. So don't spend all your time over there, and be sure and save some for us. Well, it looks like it's starting to stick and jug, so I'll turn it over now.